Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
From New York, up in Harlem, USA, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Another freezing day in Harlem, USA. Another freezing day. Are you guys paying attention to Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he prefaced his latest controversial statement about President Obama with the words, "I know this is a horrible thing to say. He probably should have just stopped there, but he didn't." Former New York City mayor went on to say this about the president, "But I don't believe that the president loves America. He doesn't love you, and he doesn't love me. He wasn't brought up the way you were brought up, and I was brought up to love this country." Those comments were made in front of a private Republican fundraiser for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and they got him into some hot water. He said he even got death threats for them. He went all over conservative media to defend his remarks. Here's what he said.
"Well, first of all, I'm not questioning his patriotism. He's a patriot, I'm sure. What I'm saying is that in his rhetoric, I very rarely hear him say the things that I used to hear Ronald Reagan say, the things I used to hear Bill Clinton say about how much he loves America. I do hear him criticize America much more often than other American presidents."
He doubled down on those remarks, even as critics called his comments racist. He even wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal stating that his message was being overshadowed by his actual words, and that his, this is a quote, "intended focus really was the effect that his," meaning President Obama's, "words and his actions made on the morale of the country, and how that effect may damage his performance." Some Republicans are worried that Giuliani's remarks could hurt them in 2016. But the man who is likely going to run in 2016, the man who is the beneficiary of the money from that fundraiser at which Giuliani made those remarks, Governor Scott Walker, has yet to denounce Giuliani's remarks. And when asked if he thinks the president is a Christian, he said this. He said, "I don't know. I've actually never talked about it, or I haven't read about it. I've never asked him that." Why Scott Walker is even being asked those questions is a legitimate question from Republicans. But why is he answering them in the way he is answering them is also a legitimate question from Democrats. So I want you to listen to this and listen clearly. Scott Walker is the future. He could be the next president of the United States. Giuliani is the past. Shouldn't Americans, shouldn't you be more interested in what someone who is relevant has to say instead of someone with the word "former" in front of his title?
Well, yeah.
It's more important what Scott Walker has to say.
Yeah, but when
it comes
to saying something bad about the president, they're all ears.
Really? Yeah.
Giuliani has been saying that forever. Scott Walker, Giuliani's not running. He's over. He's irrelevant. Scott Walker is relevant. We should be more worried that he did not denounce those statements, and he's going back to 2006. instead of talking about now, bringing up that old
Sybil
Muslim stuff, and the president is not an American.
Sybil, if you took the president's record,
mm-hmm,
erased his name from the top, and put Ronald Reagan's name up there, would you question it?
They never would.
Because what he has done... Is equivalent to what Ronald Reagan did for the economy.
And they would claim that the whole medical, as far as insurance is concerned, it's another Roosevelt invention. And so they would give him the credit. They would give Ronald Reagan the credit that they are not giving President Obama.
Look at his record. If he was a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and you looked at his record and what he's done as the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, mm-hmm, and he did all this.
How about he took his record and turned it in as a resume, mm-hmm, looking for a job without his name on the top.
Yeah,
he'd be hired.
Yeah, he'd
but
be
the
hired.
Minute they would see Obama,
this is the worst ever.
Yeah.
The country's never been in such bad shape before. He's not a patriot.
He's not a patriot.
Man can't win.
The Affordable Care Act. Yeah. That you asked Sybil about is the same thing that Republicans proposed. It's the same thing that Ron Romney
did. Call it the Obama
exactly.
Act to make fun
Don,
of
and
him,
they do it in Republican states.
Right.
It's just, look at the man who ran against him in 2012.
Yeah. All right.
We can't win when we win.
Win for losing. My grandmama used to say, "Can't win for losing.
Can't win when we win."
All right, Don. Good job.
Good job, man.
You have a great
21.
Day.
21.